Earning the phone right now is author Tracy Wolf. Her new book, Crave, comes out on April 7th, and it's a very, very good book. It's, excuse me, it's the vampire, dragon, witches, shapeshifters, werewolves, all sorts of creatures book we've needed in years. There hasn't been one, I think, since Twilight, and she's on the phone right now. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I loved your book.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much for saying that.
And you know, it's funny.
I had a lot of fun writing it.
You're not that far away from me. We're about 3 hours away from each other, straight down 35. You're in Austin. I'm in Dallas. We should have met halfway and gotten kolaches.
There you go. Absolutely.
For anyone that doesn't know.
There's a great bakery in Waco.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, Dallas to Austin or Austin to Dallas, if you do not stop about halfway, what's the name of the kolache place?
Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the name of the bakery, right? Are you talking about the really cool fruitcake bakery? That's where we always stop.
Yeah, well, if you're ever driving, you have to stop and get kolaches or whatever else. You can't get out of that bakery with less than, like, three or four things.
Oh, yeah, right? They have the most amazing thing. It's the big white one. It's the Tesla charging station. I can't think of the name of it for some reason, but we stop there every time.
They're so good.
Yes.
Do you ever drive up there just for the heck of it on a weekend to get some? You're not that far from there.
Yeah, we don't necessarily drive up on the weekend just to get some, but whenever I have a friend, like very often I have friends in Dallas, and they're like, hey, you want to meet halfway? I'm like, yeah, let's meet there. And then you can't get in the door once it's like the holiday season because, you know, the fruitcakes are...
Oh, I know.
Did you hear Laura Dern just signed on to do a movie set on a mystery about a couple that embezzled either $17 or $70 million in fruitcake money from that bakery?
Oh, well, no, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I just read that. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my bakery.
Well, I can't wait to see that then.
Yeah.
So your new novel, Crave, is a young adult novel, and I'm reading the press stuff, and it says, let's see, it's witty, it's intense, it's surprising, and it's about vampires, sexy, brooding, deadly vampires. Not think Twilight for today's teen readers. I think that kind of sums it up pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've always wanted to write a vampire book, but I never had an original idea, right? Like, I love paranormal. I've written a witch series, and I've written a dragon series, and I just kind of always wanted to do vampires, but finally this one came to me, and I was super excited. But yeah, my best friend and I always laugh, because she's like, vampires would murder us. They would do terrible, horrible things to us. And I'm like, but they're super sexy. And so, you know, I sound like really vapid there. But, like, I think there's a lot of really exciting different things you can do with vampires. And I had a lot of fun playing with, like, the dark side and the not-so-dark side in the Crave trilogy.
I was looking at your website.
By the time we get to the end of it.
I was looking at your website, Tracy Wolf, WOLFFbooks.com, and looks like you write a lot of women's romantic or sexy type of books.
I do. I do, actually. I write, I have three names, actually. And my paranormal name was actually Tessa Adams, which is what I wrote The Witches and The Dragons under. Tracy Wolf has always been my adult women's fiction and romance name. And then Tracy Deaves is what I wrote YA under for a lot of years. But when this one came along, my publisher and I made the decision to use the Tracy Wolf name because we thought it kind of encapsulated a lot of what the book was about, just feel-wise. So I'm kind of streamlining. But yeah, I have written a number. This is book number 65, actually.
Oh, wow. My first time reading one of your books. Well, the book Crave, it's about after the sudden death of her parents, Grace, she leaves sunny California behind for the remote town of Healy, Alaska, to live with her uncle, Finn, who's the headmaster of Katmere Academy, an elite and mysterious boarding school. And right away, you kind of figure that even if you didn't know what the book was about, that something's going on here. Her cousin Mary tries to attempt to help Grace fit in, and Grace finds herself amidst students who seem to be unusual, impervious to cold, lightning fast, and humanly strong. Then she meets Jackson Vega. Am I saying that right, Jackson?
Jackson Vega, yeah.
Who's aloof, angsty, contrary, and also charming and devastatingly handsome. Although determined to take care of herself, Grace becomes completely captivated by this boy whom she insists is not the hero of her story. When Grace discovers is that the object of her affection is a vampire, a stone-cold mythical creature who was incapable of emotions until now, and she's the only mortal at this school for supernatural creatures, including witches, dragons, and wolf shifters. Yet Jackson and Grace seem to have a connection somehow. But can true love protect them both from a hidden enemy consumed by long festering vengeance? So these two crazy kids, nobody's seen Jackson like this before. Something has happened not too long ago that has really kind of pushed him over the edge. He's the leader of the vampires. He's like, everyone's kind of afraid of him at this school. Yet this Grace, she gets under his skin and he doesn't like it because he's afraid of his past and he knows that there's like two forces. Somebody's out to get Grace, and this force is fighting. There's rumbles, there's mysteriousness, there's sexiness, there's love, all in one nice, long, thick book. 65, over 500 pages.
Yeah. It's by the time we added the, there's three bonus scenes at the end, by the time we added it, it was almost 160,000 words. So, yeah, a very nice, thick book. But yeah, there's pretty much everything in there. I like to say I threw everything but the kitchen sink in. But yeah, that was a really great summation, actually, of what's going on in Grave.
Well, you can thank your people at MB Communications because I just read what they wrote.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll thank Megan for that then.
But the book flies by. You know, normally I complain about long books, but this had me so captivated. Before I knew it, I was like, you know, 300 pages in and I had to go do something, but I didn't want to put the book down. I'm like, I got to see what happens. It's so easy to read because you get so invested in the characters.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I worked really hard at that, so it's good to hear that that it worked.
And you know, there's twists and turns that you don't see coming. Lives are at risk by you know the time the book is ending, and I think it leaves it open. Is there going to be more in the series? Is there going to be a series?
Yeah, there's two more. The second one is called Crush, which comes out a year after Crave does. And then the third one is called Crown. So, yeah, there are three books. And I'm pretty invested in the idea of, I think the quote is, all the way through the book is kind of the idea that, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, the guy is always the hero of the story and that she's actually the hero of his story. She kind of figures that out, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the premise behind the entire trilogy, right? Jackson's in trouble, and he's in trouble for a lot of different ways, partly in Crave, but you can start to see more of it coming out in the others. And that Grace is one of the reasons she gets under his skin, and one of the reasons they're connected is she was always meant to save him, not the other way around. So I think one of the reviewers called it a grown-up feminist Twilight, and I was like, I would totally take that. I will take that as a giant compliment. So yeah, that's kind of what I was going for.
Yeah, there's a bunch of reviews in the front. Crave sucked me into it. It's dangerous, but oh so delicious. Pintip Dunn says, Lynn Rush, New York Times bestselling author, says, Crave is this generation's Twilight. Bestselling author Jay Kenner says, I'm having the best book hangover filled with danger, humor, and heart. Crave proves that vampires are definitely back. Emily McKay, funny, smart, and compelling. Tracy Wolf's Crave is an addictive masterpiece. A.K. Wilder, Crave will consume you and leave you aching for more. And there's a whole bunch more, too. It just goes on and on.
Well, that's exciting. I did the first time I saw the praise page, actually, and I'm sitting here blushing now. The first time I saw the praise page, like, I was just so excited because, yeah, the response has been really great to the book, and I'm glad that, you know, people are getting what I was aiming for, to getting out of it what I was hoping that they would. I had a lot of fun writing it. Yeah, just a lot of fun. It was, like, difficult and angsty at times because, you know, anytime you're trying to wrestle an entirely new world into life, you know, is difficult sometimes. But I'm really pleased with how it turned out, and I'm glad that the response has been so positive. So
Crave will be out April 7th, and I know the book hasn't come out yet, but sometimes there's buzz. Sometimes these things get any word from any, like, Hollywood, Netflix show, a movie series?
Yep, there's a bunch of word that I'm not allowed to announce yet, actually. So, yeah, there's some good stuff coming down the pipeline that'll be announced in the next several weeks.
Can you say movie, TV series, or you can't say anything yet?
I don't think I'm allowed to say anything yet, but we're very happy, is I guess what I can say. Well, we are doing an announcement today. I guess I can, I won't give the details, but we are doing an announcement today for the video game.
Oh, okay.
So that's the first of the announcements. There's a string of announcements that are coming, and that's the first one, and I think that one's coming out today. I won't give any of the details because I don't want to steal the thunder of the company and my publisher. Well, but we're very excited about that.
We're recording this early, so actually this isn't going to go up until about a week.
Oh, that doesn't go out until April 7th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. we have a video game announcement coming, and we do have a movie announcement coming as well.
Oh, sweet. And do you in your head, I don't know, again, I know you can't say too much, I don't know what kind of control or what you sold as far as you have any right to help write it, to help cast it. My question is, do you have in mind who you'd like to see play Jackson?
I actually don't have somebody in mind for Jackson. My publisher is really excited by this actor named Douglas Booth, and I'm like, that would be really great. But I mean, this is just, you just make this up. But I am Joey King is kind of who I had in the back of my head as Grace when I was writing her. I just thought she was just kind of like embodied everything I wanted Grace to be, and so that's kind of like who she was in my head. Now, again, that's a very, just fantasy, but yeah.
Well, I guess the thing I always say to you authors is, and I know you can't say much again, but as long as that check clears, that's half the battle. If it ever gets made, that's who knows. But at least if you get that check cleared, you've got, some money out of it.
Yes. It's exciting. Plus, it's just exciting to, think about, and to dream about. So...
Because we know how Hollywood is. They can option something, and it can sit in option hell for years, and then never get done. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's still just, like I said, it's just exciting to dream about and think about. And the video game, I have three sons, and the video game is pretty exciting over here at our house.
Now, have you started writing the next two books? Is this going to be your focus for the next few years, or will you be writing any other type of books?
Yeah, no, I'm working on the second Crave right now, which is called Crush. And then there's another idea that I am working on as well, kind of in the background. But I have a deadline looming for the second Crave book, so I've got to get that done before I can look at anything else.
Now, this is going to be just a trilogy, or after book three, you'll reassess and your people will reassess and see if it's worth going on, if you have more ideas or if they want more?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. It's a trilogy, definitely, but there are some spinoff ideas that I've already had, just because as I was writing the first book, there are different characters that I've fallen in love with that I hadn't necessarily expected to fall in love with. And so sometimes I'm like, it would be really cool to write about. Well, I think it'd be really cool to write about the Order, which are the five vampires.
Yeah.
That hang out with Jackson, and I think a few of them particularly already in my head have really compelling stories that I'm not sure how much I'll be able to get into in the next two books. And then also Flint. I'm a dragon girl. I always have been. And Flint was a ton of fun to write. I would love to do more with him at some time. So again, it's a trilogy for Jackson and Grace, but depending on how it does and depending on if I'm still in love with the world in a couple years, which I certainly hope I will be, there might be more.
Well, and you even made Jackson's name sexy. It's not J-A-C-K-S-O-N. It's J-A-X-O-N, Vega. Jackson Vega. I mean, that's just a sexy name. That's a porno name.
Is that a porno name?
It could. No, I mean, it could be a porno name. I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time thinking about my guy names. I always have, and Jackson, I've been waiting. Jackson was one of my favorites, and I just never had the right character for it. And this time I was like, oh, here it is. Here's the guy for it.
Well,
So I think he lives up to the name.
Crave comes out on April 7th. People can follow you at TracyWolfBooks.com, at Tracy Wolf on Twitter, and Tracy Wolf Author on Facebook. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to the movie, whatever announcement that is in the near future. And hopefully we'll talk again in another year for your next book.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me. I had a really great time.
Maybe next time we'll meet up for kolaches.
Oh, that would be a great idea. Let's do that.
All righty. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.